Well, tonight is mostly a reflection on prayer. We started by reading Psalm 77, which the psalmist is in great distress, moaning and groaning and weary, questioning the Lord's favor and his faithfulness, and then at the end, confident and trusting in him. And I just wanted us to reflect a little bit on prayer. I was going to the prayer that we can enjoy with the Father in Jesus. And I'm actually going to read all of John chapter 17. But I have a few comments. And I actually had a devotional I wanted to read for us that someone else wrote before I read John 17. But let me pray for this time. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can speak to you as Father. I thank you that we can call you the eternal God, our Father. I pray for you to work through this time tonight to teach us more of what we can enjoy with you, more of the power that you have entrusted to us, and more of what you want to work in your world through us. Through prayer. I pray for you to help us to know these things as we learn from your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. So, my main idea this evening is that we can underestimate the personal nature of prayer to our Heavenly Father and of living a praying life with him. And as I already prayed, Jesus is the one who teaches us about this praying life. And I think we sometimes can overlook what Jesus teaches us about prayer because we look at what he's doing and we reflect on the theological value and significance of what is happening in his life and his work, his death and resurrection. But we can also learn how to pray from Jesus. So I have this devotional written by Martin Lloyd-Jones. It's actually just an excerpt from one of his books, but I wanted to read. It's a few paragraphs, and then I'll read John 17 for us and have a few further reflections. So this is Martin Lloyd-Jones. He says, "Sometimes our whole idea of prayer is false. All too often we think of prayer only as guidance and requests. Now, if you were to put that into practice in human relationships, you would regard it as insulting." Now, we've probably been on, this is just a comment, we've probably been on both sides of this in our own lives. You might have people who come to you only because you provide something for them. It's a very transactional relationship, and this limits the relationship from going deep and blossoming into something that is mutually life-giving. We also, maybe at times in our lives, have been very needy. We've needed to go to counselors, mentors, parents, to receive certain things, but we miss out on a relationship if we don't lean in and try to learn from them. And richness is ultimately found in this mutual giving and receiving in relationships. So I'll just keep reading out of this devotion. He says, it's insulting that if you were just to go to human relationships for guidance and requests. He says, no, the thing that the saint wants to know about everything else is that all is well between his soul and the Father. There is nothing the saint delights in more than to know God as his Father. He likes to maintain the contact and communion, to assure his heart before God and in the presence of God. The saint is in this difficult world. There are temptations from the outside, and the whole world is against him, and the saint is tired. Sometimes he almost despairs. So he goes to God immediately, not to ask this or that, but just to make certain that all is well there, and that contact is unbroken and perfect, that he can assure his heart and know that all is well. We do this in human relationships. Are we good? Are we okay? Well, how much more with God, right? We want to do that with him. That is what our Lord is doing in John chapter 17, and that is the thing that stands out most frequently in that prayer. Our Lord is assuring his own human heart in the presence of his Father. He did this also when he was raising Lazarus from the dead. Indeed, he puts it in words for us. John 11 says, "Then they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father,'" he is praying, "'I thank thee that thou hast heard me.'" Always he is assured in his heart, "And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people, I pray to you." He just turns to God. He knows all is well, but he is assuring his heart in the presence of God. And he concludes by saying, "Let me put it like this. The saints are always prayed to God, and our Lord supremely did so, because they believed in God's power, because they believed in God's ability to help, and above all, because they believed in God's willingness and readiness to help." So we believe God's power, his ability to help, and his willingness and readiness to help. And we grow as Christians in believing in God's willingness and readiness to help as we reflect on his works through history with his people and his grace to us in our entire lives, chiefly in and through Jesus, our Savior. We can look to Jesus and learn how to pray, but there is still a difference between us and Jesus, right? The difference between us and Jesus is that he is God and we are not, that he is perfect and we are not. And yet, even though these differences exist, Jesus is faithful to the end. And he is faithful to the end to bring us into the fellowship of the Father that he shows us in John 17. So I want to just read John 17 for us. If you'd like to follow along, you can turn there, or you can just listen and think about, reflect upon how Jesus is not only speaking theological truths in this prayer, but he is assuring his own heart with the Father before he goes to the cross. John 17 says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me. And they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name." There he's pleading for us, for his apostles, and then those who come to him through him. "Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am speaking to you, and these things I speak to the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Think about it. Jesus, as a human, looking towards the cross, praying for these things to become a reality in the years to come. Verse 22, the glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I and them and you and me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amazing words to reflect upon. Maybe I should stop talking here. Can pray over all those truths that Jesus prayed for us. Tonight, I just want to say that next time you worry, next time you doubt, next time you are tempted to take matters into your own hands, to grip things harder than you should, remember the words that Jesus prayed here in the end of John 17, that he made the Father's name known and he will continue to make it known, and that he wants the love, he wills and works so the love of God is manifested in us and it dwells in us. And also keep in mind that Jesus prayed these things for us. This will lead us to say, Father, help me in this situation. Father, I don't know what I'm doing here, but help me to see. Father, I am tempted. Keep me from giving into sin, even sin that I am very accustomed to. Father, help me to do what I do for you, to honor you and to love you. When we don't know how to pray, we can go to God's word, go to the Psalms. We can look to Jesus. And I want to conclude tonight by just reading a few verses from Jesus praying out of the end of his life. I'm going to read just a few out of Luke 22 and 23. Luke 22, verse 40 says, and when he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Later in Luke 23, verse 34, it says, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It says that about people who are mocking him when he's on the cross. In Luke 23, verse 46, finally, Jesus, calling out in a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. On Jesus' work, Hebrews chapter 5 says, in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, which means king of righteousness. Because of what Jesus did in offering these prayers and supplications for us, we can call God Father. So may we be people who pray on the basis of the life that we have in Jesus, on the power of God and his willingness to help, because we see what Jesus has done for us. Let me pray for us, and then we'll sing another hymn. Lord Jesus, I thank you that long before any of us were born, you prayed all of these words and you did them for us, for our sakes. You came and set your face to the cross to die for us, and you died and you rose from the dead. You ascended into heaven, and now you sit and intercede for us. Help us to know our union with you and our fellowship with the Father as we pray, and that we can know this fellowship through your Spirit. I pray for you to guide us this evening as we pray and in the week ahead. Thank you for your grace and for your work that you have accomplished to completion. Pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen.